PBH-infused seesaw origin of matter and unique gravitational waves, by Debasish Bora et al. The standard model, extended with three right-handed RH neutrinos, is the simplest model that can explain light neutrino masses, the baryon asymmetry of the universe, and dark matter DM. Models in which RH neutrinos are light are generally easier to test in experiments. In this work, we show that, even if the RH neutrinos are super heavy, Me equals 1, 2, 3 greater than 10 to the power of 9 GeV, close to the grand unification scale, the model can be tested thanks to its distinct features on the stochastic gravitational wave GW background. We consider an early universe filled with ultralight primordial black holes PBH that produce a super heavy RH neutrino DM via Hawking radiation. The other pair of RH neutrinos generates the baryon asymmetry via thermal leptogenesis, much before the PBHs evaporate. GW interferometers can test this novel spectrum of masses thanks to the GWs induced by the PBH density fluctuations. In a more refined version, wherein a U1 gauge symmetry breaking dynamically generates the seesaw scale, the PBHs also cause observable spectral distortions on the GWs from the U1 breaking cosmic strings. Thence, a low-frequency GW feature related to DM genesis and detectable with a pulsar timing array must correspond to a mid- or high-frequency GW signature related to baryogenesis at interferometer scales. This was PBH-infused seesaw origin of matter and unique gravitational waves, by Debasish Bora et al.